Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review your account?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Solomon Grimes.
Just one moment. Will you verify that shipping address for me?
You need me to verify what?
Your shipping address?
2125 Bullocks Run Road, Tallahassee, Florida, 32303.
Is there any way you could have a different address?
Email address is sarge1831@yahoo.com.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, I see here the Hype Pods and the Hype Watch, and the account have already been canceled, and you say that you never placed this order.
I did not place this order.
Okay, just hold one moment.
The girl previous to you who transferred me over said that the charge was in January, I think. This charge was posted. This transaction took place on the 2nd the 16th of February. And the posted date was the 18th of February. I didn't charge no smartwatch then. I didn't charge no watch at all.
Okay, just hold one moment.
It's coming from you guys out in Vegas?
I'm in Kansas.
You're in Kansas. Well, this one of the Vegas, there's three Vegas calls on my statement, my credit card statement. All of them are from Vegas. I'm looking at somebody that hacked into my account and charged something to my credit card. And, you know, hackers are quite smart. Of course, you're probably aware of that. They're not going to use one credit card to purchase a lot of things. They'll use one credit card to purchase a little once they get your number. Three different things that I'm not going to pay attention to.
Okay, just one moment.
Now, these other two charges on my statement is not from you guys, but this is the number they listed for the first one, and that is one I'm calling. Now, when I get through talking to you, I'm calling my Visa company and my Visa credit card and tell them there's three charges on that I didn't make. And all three of them was made in February. Not from you guys, only one from you guys. But I'm gonna call the other two companies, too, because they left their phone number. I did not make those charges.
Okay, just hold one moment.
I do not even own a smartwatch. I don't need one.
Okay, will you verify your phone number?
My phone number is 305-733-7161.
Okay, so the information that you verified to me, it is the same info that we received when the order was first placed.
Yeah, of course. When somebody hacks into your account, they get all your information.
I don't understand. So, let's one moment.
But I probably figure that you guys not going to do anything about this. So I have to call my credit card company to let them do something about it. Let them know that charge. I did not make that charge. And I guess they'll take it from there. But I wanted to know, because the name of the company is New Tech Best Clean Value. What is that?
Okay, so the information that you're providing to me, it's the same info that we receive when the order is purchased. I just want you to be aware, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing the shipping and handling charge.
I do not recall placing this order, authorizing nothing. I live by myself. So I didn't authorize it for nobody. Nobody else has authorization to my credit card. Nobody. My daughter's grown. I have one daughter. I don't need to authorize her to use my credit card. And she lives in Miami, Florida.
Okay, so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS post inspector. I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you want to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Okay. I mean, I understand that. I understand. I really wasn't looking for you guys to do anything because this is really out of your hand. But the credit card company, they're going to have to do something about it. Because if they don't do something about it, I'm just to tell them I'm not going to pay for it. I mean, I don't care if it hurt my credit. I'm not going to pay for it. And they can have the credit card back if they don't want to do anything about it. All right, ma'am.
Hey, just one moment. Okay, so do you want to proceed with fraud?
Do I want to proceed with what?
With fraud. Do you want to proceed with fraud?
I understand the last word you're saying. Proceed with what?
Do you want to proceed with the fraud investigation?
Yes. Go ahead and do the fraud, but I'm still going to my credit card company.
Okay, so I'm going to fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have confirmation for you to write as well.
All right, give me the confirmation.
Just one moment.
So what do you do on your side?
Okay, just one moment.
You refund it back to the credit card, that what you said?
Yes, it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, well, I ain't got to bother my credit card company then.
Just bear with me one moment. Okay, that it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And that
right.
Confirmation is C for Charlie.
Say it again.
The confirmation?
Yeah.
Is C for Charlie.
Okay.
A for Apple.
Okay.
55 C for Charlie.
55 C for Charlie, okay.
And then L for Frank, 613.
You say L?
No, L for Frank.
Are you saying L or F?
L for Frank.
Okay, Frank, got it.
613.
613.
4D for Dorsey.
4D? Four D for what?
D for Dorsey.
I didn't hear the last two, ma'am.
For the number 4, and then D for Dorsey.
Okay. That's it?
That's correct. Your account has been canceled, and you will not receive any future charges or shipment from us.
Hello?
I'm here, sir. Can you hear me?
I couldn't hear you.
That's the confirmation verifying that your account had been canceled and fully refunded.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to call these other two, and if they're nice enough to do as what y'all did, I have no problem. I don't need to call my credit card company.
That's correct. We'll appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Thanks for your patience. And if you need a evaluation for how you handle this, you're a grade out of 10 for me.
Okay. Well, you're welcome. Well, thank you, and we will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, that's it for now.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
All right. You too, man.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.